it's been good. I think we've been able to make a first impression of who we want to be and who we want to be viewed as, you know, as far as attacking the run and the rest of our offense stemming off of that. So I think we've done a good job there. And guys, I've done a good job in the things we put a big emphasis on, you know, owning the red zone, being good on third down, protecting the quarterback, attacking the run, all those things that Gus is huge on and that as an offense we're big on. Guys have taken pride in that, and I think done a great job in all those categories.
Is it a concern whenever Marquise gets back rebuilding that chemistry with him, or have you played with him enough last year that you sort of have that?
Yeah. He's different because he's faster than anybody. It's kind of, you know, we were able to throw last year some. I was able to throw with him multiple times in California and a little bit this preseason, I guess OTAs or whenever it was before he went down. But I don't think it'll be difficult. He runs really good routes. He's got good hands, and he's pretty easy to throw to. He's just moving fast.
A couple of teams have just named their starting quarterbacks. Has it been, you know, easier to kind of form a rhythm knowing what you're going to be doing?
Yeah. I don't know. I think last year, I was doing the same thing or trying to do the same thing that I'm now doing this year. I think as a quarterback, no matter if you're first, second, third, or whatever, you got to take the same mindset and prepare each week like you're the guy that's going to go play, because knock on wood, anything could happen to any guy at any moment.
Took me a second. If the news is true about Scobie, if this all goes through, what's the impact?
I got no idea. I think that's definitely, a Gus and Dave situation. I love Scobie, great friend, great player, great teammate, but have no idea on what's going on or what's going to happen.
Yeldon was able to make a nice little run after the catch on the pass you threw him. Mm-hmm. How much confidence can that give you as far as checking it down to him?
And he's a special player with the ball in his hands. You know, he obviously did some good stuff. I thought running the ball and protection, and then there, catching the ball and picking up a first down, breaking a tackle, making a good decision on a choice route. It's something that we see every day out on the practice field, and he was able to display in the game. So I'm excited, excited to be able to play with him, excited for him to keep growing as a football player.
At the end of the year, did you have any of that during camp last year? And if you did, do you feel better in terms of now?
Yeah, it was kind of all year long. It definitely started during camp and it was the same throughout the season. And now I feel, kind of night and day from last year. So physically, the arm's way better.
Do you think, it's probably hard to figure it out, but with all the throwing you did before last year with the combine and the pro day and stuff, do you think you did as much this year with how
some
of those guys?
Yeah, no way. No, not at all. I mean, when you come out of college, you start 7-on-7 in the summer, you play college season, and you go right into combine training, right into pro day training, and then the next thing you know, you're in OTAs, after you do the private workouts and stuff. So it's kind of a year and a half round of throwing. I don't know. I know for me personally, I need a little time off to kind of let my arm recover. And I was able to do that and then able to, fine-tune some things and pick up, kind of a stretch and a routine and stuff like that.
Did you go 2 to 3 weeks without throwing after the season ended?
Yeah. I think I went three and a half.
I assume you're not going to play they talked to you, they said anything to you?
Yeah. I think playing the whole game. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I'll do it just like the previous three. Prepare like I'm going to play the whole game. And if they tell me, you're playing a quarter, you're not playing at all, whatever they say is, it's good to go.
If it was your call, would you play some just to stay in the room or not?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think as a competitor, as a football player, you want to play. As a second-year quarterback, you want to be able to get as many reps as possible in game situations. I would enjoy to play, but that's their call.
Blake, as a unit, how much better is this offensive line right now than it was a year ago?
Yeah, they've been unbelievable. I think the addition of Wiz and Jeremy Parnell, Joku's a year older. Brandon Linder's been awesome, and Zane Beatles as well. It's a good group. They work well together. It's a really intelligent group. And it's been fun to play behind them. There's a good pocket every play. They've been, aggressive in attacking the run and creating running lanes like that.
Did you reach coverage better this year when you're under your belt?
Yeah, I think so. I think, not that it comes easy, but you just have more of a, you've seen more. You've seen things before rather than, last year you're seeing stuff for the first time, I think, a little bit. And I'll still see things for the first time this year. But you have a little bit more, of a memory bank.